time I this is not an important call. But if you could give me a call back when you get this, I'd really appreciate it. I hope Papa Bat isn't raising you right now. I like to play basketball. I dribble the ball up and down the court. Goodbye.
Big ass titties.
That was where we started last time, right? It was right at
yep.
Right at the big
headset
ass titties.
Check.
Big
gotta
ass.
Check your headset.
Big ass titties.
Big ass titties.
Right. Where have you been?
I've been at my house.
Yeah.
Hanging out with shotguns, playing with shotguns.
Right. That's where I was. Not at your house. I was at, you know, Paul. You were.
Yeah, pretty similar, man.
Yeah, you were at your house?
Yeah, for the most part.
Right. Just kind of, you know, hanging out.
Hanging out, you know.
Yeah.
Doing my thing.
Right.
Playing. That's a whole lot of nothing.
Playing video games or
yeah,
just
a little bit of the video game.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, eating.
Having a house, you know, I got to, like,
right.
Do a bunch of chores.
Eating
and
dinner
shit.
And.
Right. Cutting the lawn.
Right. I don't like that.
It's not that fun.
No.
Like, this will be the second summer, and the first summer was all kind of like, hey, this is my lawn, and I'm cutting it. You know, it's not too bad.
I was jazzed cutting the front lawn the first time. And by the time I got to the backyard, I was like, nah, fuck this. And so then, like, I took a month off, and then I was like, well, I think I might be that neighbor, you know.
Wasn't this place that neighbor before?
Probably. But, like, you know, like, you go outside and you look next door and that jack-off, it's got the knee-high grass, and you're like, fuck this guy.
That's why you use gasoline.
Get up every goddamn day and look at this fucking... Yeah, I'm that guy, I think.
See, I'm the guy who waits until, like, his neighbor's grass has grown, and then I cut mine. So that mine always looks...
Oh.
I cut mine, like, several days after them. That way mine always
So theirs looks like shit compared
right, theirs
to yours.
Looks like shit every time.
Right. So you're not necessarily... But then isn't there a couple of days that theirs looks better than yours?
Yeah, just a few.
I mean, if there's any way that you could sync it up. See, I've lived next door to... we moved in here in January, I guess. But, I mean, you know, we started working on the place in, like, the first week in November. And, I mean, we've lived here now for 6 months. And neither neighbor on either side has ever talked to me. Like, you know, I've made an effort to, like, you know, say hello or, you know, wave or, you know, give them a little smile and whatnot. And they really just kind of give me dirty looks and go inside. And I don't know if that's necessarily from anything, like, I've done. Like, maybe, like, they've seen my dick in the window or something. Or I don't know.
I've seen your dick in the window.
Well, I mean, you know.
But I'm watching
I was
you.
Trying to show it to you. If they saw it, it was like an accident.
Well, maybe they don't approve of our lifestyle. Kisses.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
They saw us holding hands with our shirts off.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, I can't believe we've
rubbing our bellies together and doing a little docking.
Yeah, just, you know, doing, you know, right. Our little thing with our penises out in the open, out in public. Like, hey, it's a lifestyle choice. I mean, you can't judge.
You know, instead of holding hands, don't you think that two gay guys should just, like, walk around, like, firmly gripping each other's cocks.
Or butts. They do butts, too.
I know, but, I mean, a cock is kind of like a handle if you really think about it.
Yeah, but they could be pocket pals. I mean,
yeah,
pocket pals is acceptable.
I don't know. I just... as a man, I feel like I want to fuck everything always. And, like, I would imagine if there was two men that it would just be, like, such a major, like, fuck fest all the time. I mean, like...
Wet Hole Wednesdays?
I mean, really, you're the aggressor, right? I mean, like, pretty much, if there's some fucking going down, you're the one that's going out and getting it.
Right.
I'm not wrong, am I?
Right,
I mean,
no.
Correct
I mean,
me if
most,
I'm wrong.
Most of the time.
I mean, like, you know, you're the hunter. You're the hunter. And so, like, if there's two hunters that are just always wanting to fuck, how does anything ever get done?
Well, maybe
I know I've gone back to this over and over again, but
maybe,
like,
it gets canceled out, and that, like, you know, neither of them want to be pursued. They're both trying to be the hunter, and so they're like, oh well.
I mean, wouldn't, like, you be afraid to walk down the hall to the bathroom? Be afraid, like, you're gonna get pounced? I guess you wouldn't be afraid, because, like, you'd want to fuck too.
Right.
It depends, like, on how loose your butthole is. Yep. Tight buttholes. Tight buttholes.
So the looser the butthole, the more... I mean, that makes sense.
More they want it, or the less they want it?
The more, because then it's not an inconvenience.
The more of an inconvenience, yeah. Yeah, like, you know, the hungry butts. Like, you wake up one day, you're like, man, my butt is so hungry. Hungry butt.
I was
trying to stomp on some penises.
I worked with a dude today, and it got to be about lunchtime, and I was like, well, you know, do you want me to stay here and keep the office open, or do you want me to go to lunch and you can go after me? And he said, well, I don't know, man. You're probably hungrier than me. And I mean, like, I don't know. I was like, well, what the fuck's that supposed to mean? You know, and I don't know how I got on that, but that's what he said. And so I just assume it's because I'm a fat dude. You know, he's kind of a skinny guy. He's like, oh, you're probably hungrier than me. But, like, well, fuck you, dude. Maybe I just got bad metabolism or something.
He probably wanted.
I mean,
it's
not true.
Like,
I was fucking
shit.
Hungry. I ate the shit out of some Taco Bell.
You have snacks. That's how you know you're fat. Is if people are just like, hey let me get some snacks.
You got any snacks?
And you're like, I don't have any snacks. You're like, oh, I just thought you'd have some snacks.
You got some oatmeal cookies in your pocket or something.
Oh. Yeah, you've hit some sort of line when strangers ask you for snacks.
I would never eat snacks that some fat dude was carrying around with him. Like, in, like, one of those
I'm sure they're
bags.
In a wrapper. I mean... They're not all snacks are hanging loose in fat dudes' pockets.
I don't know.
Even a wrapped cookie, I'm not eating it from the homeless man. It's like, why didn't he eat that cookie?
Right. Like, I remember the guys that used to give out Famous Amos cookies if you donated on, like, the stoplight, you know, or they'd have the big giant pixie sticks. And you know, but. He would only give you if you donated enough. Like, you know, if I give him, like, 13 cents, that's not enough. I just get a pamphlet. But if I go, like, you know, in the 50s and 60s, then I get a giant pixie stick or a Famous Amos cookie. But he gives me those Famous Amos cookies. I ain't eating those fucking cookies. They've been in some homeless guy's pocket. You know, that's gross. I don't know.
My belly has gotten so big. When I go underneath my desk now to sit, it like hangs on the desk, and it makes a makeshift belly bra. It like holds my belly.
So you can set stuff on it?
Yeah.
Like a glass?
I think he's saying he sets it on the desk.
Yeah, I set it on the desk. It's also, I can also use it as a table.
So is it like one of those wrist support things that
for my belly.
For their mouse?
Yeah, but it's for my belly.
It's for your belly, or
well,
is your belly?
It becomes, for my belly.
It becomes this.
Yeah, that and I keep my ID resting on my belly, like face up. That way, if anybody, you know, needs to find me, they can just look at my belly. Like, okay, hi. I didn't see your name tag on resting on your gigantic.
Oh, so it's like between your tits and
no.
Do you get
it's
a bunch of cheese and stuff in there? I mean, does it get like funky? Like, you know,
no.
Like you get stuff between your
no,
toes.
No, I lose my lighter a lot when I'm smoking, playing Call of Duty.
Yeah,
and I'm talking mad trash.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'll lose my lighter in either my titty folds or in my belly guts.
Now, I will lose the lighter in the belly fold sometimes. Yeah. You gotta watch out for that.
Yeah.
Where your belly meets your, like...
Yeah, where your muffin ends.
Pubis? Your,
like the top of your pants, you know?
Right. You lose lighters in there?
If I'm leaning back.
Right.
I set the lighter on my belly.
I mean, like...
And then I go forward, and now it's gone.
I feel like I'm an exceptionally fat man at this point in my life, but I don't think that I've ever lost anything in
Do you smoke?
No.
Yeah, it's only little things like lighters, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or like a lit cigarette this one time, which wasn't as awesome.
But you found it quick, right?
Well, it didn't get through my undershirt, but it got through the first
you?
One. Well, it I smelled burning plastic.
What did you have that was plastic?
Because his skin is made of plastic.
No, right? My shirt is like a polyester blend. When it burns, it kind of smells like plastic a little. And I didn't notice that my shirt was on fire, but it got through the first one, but it didn't get through my undershirt. It was the undershirt was completely corroded with sweat and caked on fat guy juice, so it wasn't getting through there.
So the only question that I have is, this is still a shirt that you regularly
wear? Yeah, I wear
right?
it to work.
Yeah, but you wear it to work?
Yeah, I wear it to work.
Right, it's one of your better ones.
Well, it's comfy.
It's fancy.
Yeah, just got a burn mark in it.
Right.
I normally my undershirts are white, and my shirt with the burn in it is black. So what I'll do is I'll take a Sharpie and I'll Sharpie in the hole. That way you can't really tell.
Why didn't you just put like a piece of electrical tape over it or something?
Well, then it gets like lint and stuff on it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
It doesn't look natural.
No, not like on the outside.
Yeah,
on the inside.
On the inside. On the other, yeah, it'll attract shit.
Well, what happens when your shirt, like the overshirt, shifts?
I Sharpie most of my undershirt.
Oh, okay. So it's a big black patch on the undershirt.
Does that come off or anything when you, or like turn purple or something when you wash it, or do you just not wash it?
Well, it comes off on other clothing when I wash it.
Right.
But so, not it.
But, yeah.
So, you guys play games and everything. Did you see that, like, with the new systems, the Xbox and the PlayStation, that they're talking about not offering physical games to buy?
Yeah, that's horse
fuck. And
you
have to download them all to, like, your username.
But you only have so much space. Then what do? Delete it? Can you get them back if you delete
them? They're thinking of doing it where you have some hard drive space, and then the rest of it's kept on, like, their server.
Yeah.
So you download it, it's in your queue, or it's in your portable storage, and you have to access it by going online.
Huh.
And that's how you'll get your game.
I don't think I like that.
So exactly how long after that comes out is GameStop completely out of business?
Well, not
very. I mean, like, look at bookstores. Bookstores are gone.
No, the magazine shops aren't.
You mean the dirty book places?
Yeah, the dirty book places.
Yeah.
The tabloids.
Yeah, and the tabloids. I always want to read about some rich cunt sucking some dude's dick in some fucking fantastic location that I'll never go to. Oh, this hot whore sucked this dude's dick. Click. That'll be an awesome cover.
Are you talking about famous people or just...
It doesn't matter. Some rich cunt.
So somebody sucked someone's dick?
Yeah, somebody
sucked...
That does sound
like a good magazine.
I'd read that magazine.
I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's pictures of it, too?
Yeah, let's say Taylor Swift... Suck
oh,
some
well,
random...
Taylor Diff. I'd watch Taylor
no,
Swift
I would,
suck a dick.
Sure, I'd pay good money for that.
Yeah, see? You're part of the problem.
Because, I mean, I don't think I'd you know, be
I don't
like,
think we're in the minority.
No, you would actually...
Right.
You said you'd pay for it.
No,
you'd give money to somebody
sure.
to look at that. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't watch Taylor Swift suck a dick because she's Taylor Swift. I'd watch anybody suck a dick. But, like, especially
yeah, but,
her.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, you'll pay to watch.
I'd probably pay a couple bucks to see just about anybody suck a dick.
I wouldn't pay a dollar to see anybody suck a dick.
You wouldn't pay a dollar to see anyone suck a dick?
No.
Oh, there's... So, I mean...
Paul.
There's... Yeah.
I can't even tell you how much money I'd pay
unless
to watch you suck
my
a
dick.
Dick,
I just don't
because
care.
It would be fucking hilarious. Like, I could always be like, hey, you remember that time you sucked a dick and I paid to watch it?
I mean, if you're talking about, like, a dollar, you know, and this is going to happen, it's
like
would it be crazy to see some, like,
it's an
Kim Jong-il's son suck a dick for a dollar?
Sure. Yeah, no, anybody. I would watch anybody suck anyone's dick for a dollar.
I would not.
So,
unless it was my dick.
You would pay a dollar to watch some dudes sucking each other's dicks?
Yes, I would.
Random dudes?
Because
you could do that right
now. Like in person?
No, I'm talking online or, you know. On your TV, maybe.
No, well, no. I mean, I can watch plenty of people suck dicks online. I'm talking about, like, you know.
Oh, in person.
You go to Walgreens. You're there, and there's like two dudes, and they're like, "Hey, man, I'll suck this dude's dick, and you can watch for a dollar right in the middle of Walgreens." I'd be like,
"Fuck oh, yeah, here's sure. my dollar." Okay.
Yeah. Suck this dude's dick in Walgreens. That'd be awesome.
What if you're getting bullshitted and they just take your dollar? Where are they going to?
Don't you think it's worth the risk?
I mean, it is just a dollar.
I mean, think of the story. Think of the story you get just for that dollar. I mean, like, that's gold. That's fucking gold. To go to the bar the next week and be like, hey, man, these two guys sucked each other's dicks at Walgreens, and I paid a dollar to watch it.
I got it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Then won't people think that you're gay? Like, what? why are you watching, like, people
Okay, let's take the dollar out. Let's take it out completely. You're walking down the
street. Now you're just a vagrant.
You're walking down the street.
What?
There's two guys sucking each other's dicks on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You don't watch for a minute and be like, oh, look, these guys are sucking each other's dicks. It's interesting.
I definitely point it out to whoever's in the car.
I mean, like, I see somebody walking a dog. I look at them walking the dog. I'm like, hey, that's kind of a cute dog. Or, hey, that's a fucking ugly dog.
Well, it's just because it's like a weird
thing. You're saying
that
there's something
happens.
Crazy going on? There's people sucking each other's dicks? You're not going to watch it?
No.
Really?
Like, oh.
What are you looking away for? Am I in the minority? You wouldn't watch people suck dicks if you're just.
No, yeah. I mean, if I'm driving down the street and there's some dick sucking going on, I'll definitely.
You'll
look stop. Out the
you'll
window.
Probably
I don't
stop
know
and pull over for a while. And
no, I don't think I'm going that far. I think I might give it the creep. I'll slow down.
Oh, you know, see, and, like if there's an accident, everybody slows down and just fucks up
to
traffic.
To want to see the dick
sucking. That would probably happen with dick sucking, too, right? Sure. I'm really fagging myself out right now, aren't I?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah,
I kind of fagged myself out yesterday when we were talking, too, because I was talking about the guy with the Captain America tattoo on his elbow.
Yeah, who you'd like to be his friend.
Oh, yeah, just because it seems kind of cool. And, you know, I was like, hey, man, I've noticed it for months and months and months and months. This guy comes in every month, and he's got the Captain America shield tattooed on his elbow. And I thought it was kind of cool, you know, because, you know, I'm kind of a comic book nerd, and so I see it, and I'm like, hey, that's kind of fucking cool. But, like, I didn't say anything, and now I think I've past the point where I can say something, you know, because it's obvious that I've noticed it, because how could you not notice it? It's a giant Captain America shield on the guy's fucking elbow. But like,
maybe
you
could be a straight dude and not look at other dudes.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, I would have liked to have made some kind of, like, comment, like, you know, hey, man, that's a cool tattoo or something. But then I was like, well, I can't really. Can you compliment another man's tattoo? Is that something you can do?
Yeah.
Or do you say, like, cool ink dude, or what do you say exactly?
Nice tats, bro.
But then, like,
you have to throw a bro in there, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I don't think I'm the bro type of guy. I don't think I'm ever going to be the guy who calls somebody bro. But, anyway.
Just say, I use bro ironic.
Then Napier is like, much like the racist. Napier said something podcast. Like, you know, you should have asked to, like, be this guy's friend. I was like, I'd be that guy's friend. He seems like a pretty cool guy. You know, he's got the Captain America tattoo on his elbow. He goes, you should ask him to come over and sleep at your house. You guys could stay up all night watching movies.
It'd be really funny if you, like, you say, hey, nice tattoo. And he's like, oh, thanks. And you invite him over. And it turns out it's just like some white power tattoo. And you have this, like.
Oh, like it meant something
right,
completely
different.
Right, it was
like, different. Oh, to you, it's Captain America. You love the comic books. To him, it's like, you know, Zig Hail and all this.
Well, I mean, I guess he could just be patriotic. I don't know. But and then maybe, like, you know, I would reveal myself as a comic book person. And then, like, he'd definitely not be my friend. Because, you know, he's like, this nerd, you know, thinks this is Captain America. I don't know.
Or you guys could touch dicks in your little sleeping bags.
Right.
Like, just would hanging
we share
out.
I think I'm beyond the point of sharing a sleeping bag. I think I would have to have a separate one, or could we zip them together?
You can zip them together.
Yeah, to make one big sleeping bag.
Yeah, that way you can cuddle and still have room.
I don't know. I think we've stretched far beyond complimenting another man's tattoo to now we're in a sleeping bag together. And
well, that's how he does it.
That's how who does what?
The Captain America dude.
Oh, that's his in?
Yeah, that's his in.
You know, be like, hey, man, check out my tattoo. And then, like, before you know it, you're fucking him?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
He's trying to show you his other tattoos.
Oh.
And then he's going to put his ink in.
See, you. that wasn't where I wanted to go with it. You know,
that's where he wanted to go with it.
You think?
Yeah.
Does so that's all you need? You need a tattoo that no one else has? And
yeah.
And then suddenly you're balls deep in dude's ass.
Why do you think the ladies get the ass antlers?
Oh, like the
tramp tats.
Yeah, but everybody has that now. It's not even
no, not
special
everybody
anymore.
Has those dudes.
But, you
don't.
Know, but I mean, it's not like special anymore. You know.
Well, if you're not in a trailer park, it is.
I mean, I wouldn't even say that's really like sexy anymore. It's just kind of like something that. I mean, maybe
you
that's
think girls who don't like doggy style sex get those.
No, Do you think that's a doggy style sex thing?
Yeah, I mean, why
would
you get one?
Who doesn't like doggy styles? I mean, who's like, no, there's no way. I mean, it's kind of been adopted as a position that happens, right?
It's not comfortable for everyone.
But I mean, it's not like, you know, taking it in the ass. It's not like something that...
It's pretty close, I mean.
But I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, like, you know, I would imagine that if you're going to put it in a chick's ass, you probably want to ask permission first. But chances are, you know, doggy style sex is just kind of like the norm now at this point in the
I mean, it's not anything crazy. You're not saying, hey, I think I'm going to ask this chick to do it doggy style. You know, how should I bring it up? You know, like,
right. You just kind of bend her over and
smack her around a little bit.
Well, punch her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
Grab and pull her titties.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't always have to fuck them hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give them little twat pats. Pat!
Oh, you just kind of did that with, like, the... you had, like, a little whip to it.
Yeah,
like
you
a backhand.
Put a whip to it. Yeah.
I think that would be the opposite of what is good.
No. It's awesome.
I mean, we're all doing pantomime when we're doing an audio podcast. I understand that. But Napier did kind of a backhanded, what do you call it, a twat slap?
Twat slap.
Pew. And he had like a whip to it. And it did not look like something that...
If that happened to my balls, I would be on the ground.
Right. I mean, I myself do not have a vagina, and so I do not know what a vagina would like. I mean, I really, I don't have a clue.
You can say
I,
that.
I really don't.
It would be the equivalent of getting punched in the ovaries. I mean,
so that doesn't sound like a good thing at all.
No.
Or is it
unless
like
you're into it?
One of those good bad things.
I think Rachel was into that. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You didn't talk to that
were
fat
you,
bitch after work.
Were you there when she was there? And she would just kind of like creep up on you and like act like her hand was naturally at its side and like cup your ball sack.
No, yeah. I don't even know who you're talking about.
The tips of her fingers touch the tips of my dick way more than I'm comfortable with.
She was
that doesn't
this
sound like a bad thing, really.
Yeah, unless you met her.
Gigantic redheaded thing. And
with a whole bunch of damn kids and pets.
Didn't she have like a dildo that was like a like the size of like a normal Christmas tree that
she
brought to work to show to you? Like she needed to put the back seats down in her car to get it in?
No, she
all the way
said she
to her car.
She said that. I've never seen it.
I mean, that would just be more of a conversation piece more than anything, right? I mean, the dildo, I think, was bigger than she was.
Well, you
so,
keep
I mean,
it in your kid's room. That way it's not, you know, in the way of everything.
Is that like the blowjob head?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a volleyball with a face.
And see, the penis hole of this huge dildo is actually fuckable by dudes.
So the dude can fuck the penis hole?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's like unisex.
Yeah.
Oh, so he can fuck the penis hole while she's fucking herself with the other end?
No, I mean, you have to take turns. It's one or the other. You don't. Not everybody gets a turn.
Well, everybody does get a turn.
That's what
well, eventually.
Is about.
Who doesn't get a turn?
And then you keep the jizz in the reservoir, like, after you're done, and that way she can get pregnant by a dildo, and then she has a story for her family.
And then you don't have to pay child support.
Yeah, technically.
Because it
no.
wasn't you. It was the dildo.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like you're in family court and you're
I
talking.
I bet Maury would disagree with that.
Well, you go into family court and you say, Judge, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It wasn't my dick that it was in. It was the dildo. And, like, you bring it in so that the judge has evidence. And, like, you see this reservoir? I didn't clean it with bleach like I should have. And she just, like, woo, went to town on it.
But how would you even prove that? I mean, like, unless you have videotape of...
Well,
that's
you should,
key.
You should be videotaping everything.
But then again, even if you had videotape, it could have been a different time. I mean, you know... It's your jizz.
No, you.
That's why you have to like keep a very close inventory about where it all goes.
Every drop must be accounted for.
I don't even know if my shit. I think my shit's too lazy to impregnate anybody. My shit just kind of like, you know, just kind of comes out nice and slowly.
Did you ever see those videos?
I don't have any kind of like. I mean,
for life?
I was told to eat like celery to, you know, get like it to like shoot. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't just shoot. I also
just
have
turn
like
her upside down when you're about to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just turn her upside down.
But I mean, shouldn't I have like lively jism that shoots
it
like
should
a,
be able to get, you
like
know,
a
3 feet
rocket
or so?
I mean, I think it's just like so accustomed to like, you know, me like jizzing in my hand and then going and washing my hand. That, like, it doesn't even try anymore.
Yeah.
I have lazy semen. And I have a really weak pee stream, too.
Maybe you have a going problem. A growing problem.
I think my penis is just fucking terrible. I have a terrible penis.
Did you ever see those videos online where somebody will, like, take, like, a rose or something and they'll dip it in the, like, liquid oxygen or something. And then they take it and it's really cold and they hit it up against a desk and it shatters. That's what you can do with one of my socks because of how much sperm is in it.
Huh.
You just take it and it cracks.
Do you just have jizz socks and socks that you wear, or do you just kind of jizz in your socks?
It depends.
On?
I have some. I have like my go-to, but I mean...
Oh, you have like one sock that you consistently use?
Well, it's my softest one. It didn't come in a pack. It was like special socks I got for Christmas. And one just like melted.
Would your aunt love to know?
You know,
to do
I don't understand the. I mean, like I've always heard the legend of the jizzing in the sock. I mean, like, do you jack off with the sock?
Yeah.
Or do you put
That's
the sock
fun.
On near
I don't
the
like
end?
I tried it once, and jacking off the sock.
No, what
is
you
no
do
fun.
Is you treat it like the fleshlight. You squirt a shit ton of like Jergens or
into the sock.
Yeah, and you
and
put
then,
lotion in the sock, and then you pound it.
So you jack off with a sock full of lotion.
Yeah.
And then you jizz into the sock.
Yeah.
And then you just throw the sock on the floor? Or you,
yeah, that's
you
what
wash
I do.
The sock and wear it again? Or do you throw the sock away?
Sometimes I wear it after I'm done. I
like immediately?
Yeah. My feet, you know, they kind of get rough. So I use the lotion to keep them soft. But it's only one ever at one time, and I always put it on my left one. So my left foot is real soft compared to the other one.
Do you ever get, like... envious of another man's stream, like when you're in the bathroom, like you're taking a piss next to him.
Why are you
like you hear his stream and his sounds like really like masculine and yours just sounds like, or do you have, I bet you got a pretty good stream, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I
are
don't
you're
never,
comfortable with your stream?
My stream is very much a variable thing. Like if I really had to piss,
yeah,
it's a lot stronger of a stream. Yeah.
Right.
See, what I do is I go
whenever I hear
the...
a really strong pee, all I think is, man, that guy really had to piss.
You don't think, like, wow, this guy's...
Man, I bet his balls are fucking huge!
Much manlier than me.
No, I think, man,
I don't
he
know,
really
I,
had to piss.
I think I just have, like, an inferiority thing where I just think, like, I'm this huge pussy with weak shit. So I have to date the girliest girl in the world, you know, so that I can kill spiders and feel manly.
So this is...
you know, I mean...
this is what you do. I got a plan. Okay, what you do is, when you're going to pee, don't use the urinal, use one of the commodes.
Right.
And when you're pissing into the commode, try to force out a really hefty fart at the same time. It's going to shoot that pee out of you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to fart at the same time. It's going to sound manly.
But I'll know. I mean, it's not for the sake of other people, because fuck them, you know.
Well, why are you looking at their pee?
I'm not looking at their pee, I hear their manly streams. I mean, like...
And you're not looking at it? Not looking at it to see what you can do?
Jesse has the manliest stream you've ever heard. That guy must be hung like a fucking blue whale. Because I stood next to him, and his stream sounded like we were under a waterfall. It was so impressive. And I've just never been able to get quite over it. I'm just
maybe he does.
How can I? I need to find ways to make my. I need to work on it. Like, I mean, do I need to like?
You do sounding.
I need to make my pee hole bigger. You
yeah.
think that would?
Or you have a tiny pee hole.
You could
if I had
it
like
out.
A looser pee hole, wouldn't it? make my stream weaker.
No, your urethra would just come out
a little.
It's
like a power sprayer. It's like a thinner line with more pressure.
So it's like a laser?
So, like, I need pressure to, like, shoot it faster, right?
Well, not necessarily. Just get a bigger pee hole.
I mean, do you think that, like, if I had, like...
Look, gravity takes care of most of it.
More muscular, like, abdomen muscles or something? Like, I can push it with more force?
Are you pushing your pee out of you when you pee?
You push your pee out, don't you?
No. No, I don't.
You just kind of...
You unstop the flow.
Yeah.
You just open the door and let it come out naturally?
Pee comes out.
No, I try to put some force behind it to get like a more manly sounding
stream.
You try
to cut the toilet paper ever? If there's like toilet paper in there?
Yeah.
You're in the toilet?
You cut the toilet paper?
Oh, yeah. No, I aim for shit. Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Or like if there's a turd in there, I try to, in that case, I probably would put
a little pressure on it to try to get...
Yeah,
you know, try to...
Oh, you try... Have you ever made a turd down in a little...
Yeah.
Okay. I put a cigarette out in the toilet... And I hit it so hard with my pee, did a little flip up a little bit, and then came back down and looked like one of those fucking dolphins. I was so impressed with myself.
Yeah.
I was going to try to have like my sister come in and take a look at it.
I like to take pisses at Quick Trips because I feel the rubber in their urinals makes my stream sound... I don't know if that's just my imagination. I think they might have like designed it that way so that people feel more comfortable taking
pisses. If you're forcing your pee out, aren't you kind of like getting blowback?
What do you mean, blowback? Like, onto me?
Yeah.
No, my stream is fucking weak, man.
And you're pushing it?
There's no blowback. It's
maybe. Maybe you got a hernia.
I would feel a hernia, wouldn't I?
Not if it was in your pee hole. You got a herniated pee hole. You're pushing too hard.
See, I have a whole different view on the pee sound. I always thought, like, the bigger your dick... the less loud your peeing was going to be.
It's not a silencer.
No, it's not a silencer, but you got to think the pee, there's less like time for gravity to make the pee go faster and fall faster.
Yeah.
So, like, if you got a really tiny dick, your pee's falling 5 feet.
Doesn't it?
Or if you got like, you know,
doesn't
big
it come
dick.
From within? I mean, isn't there something
like your soul and how you play music?
Well, I mean, like, if it falls farther.
Louder.
It would be louder?
Yeah. Gravity speeds it up. 8 meters per second squared.
So if I have a smaller dick and my pee has farther to travel,
it's louder.
Then it should be louder. Or maybe it just sounds like, you know how your voice sounds different to you than you, like if you heard it back? Maybe like my piss is like a good, but like it sounds different to me.
Maybe you just have a thin penis. Throughout the room.
What?
You know, it hasn't had a chance to echo throughout the room, you know.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I need to, like, put my phone on, like, the urinal next to me and, like, audio record my piss to see how it sounds to others.
You should probably do that and then insert it somewhere into the podcast. That way people can give you their opinion on whether or not, you know.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe like after I'll audio record a nice good piss and put it up for people to critique.
Right, just, you know, comments, questions.
But like I've been talking about this in the locker room and like, you know, people make fun of me and stuff, but
well, they should.
I mean, nobody's ever said, "Yeah, I've been next to you and I've heard your weak stream and yeah, you should work on it." I mean, I think that I'm the only one that's concerned about this.
Why would other people be concerned about your penis?
No, I mean like streams in general. I mean, why can't I just take a piss?
Okay, do this.
Okay.
Did you ever, like, as a kid, you kind of bend the hose and then the water kind of...
Oh, like put your thumb over the hole? Wouldn't that just make a mess, though?
Well, what you do, you take a little hook, and you hook the tip of your penis and put it in the hole, and that way you kind of elongate the hole a little, so when you're peeing... You don't have to hold
like,
the penis,
like
you hold
the cane
hook.
That they like pull somebody off stage who's doing a bad job.
Yeah. You just get, or you like hold, you squeeze the tip and it just goes everywhere. Then now you sound awesome.
I've never in my life inserted anything into my pee hole. I've never, I mean, I've done weird things, And I mean, I'm a bit of a pervert, and so like I've fucked strange objects and and stuff like that. But I've never been like, I wonder what I can jam in there. I've just never done that. And you've talked about it plenty of times.
Well, your friend's friend, he did the sounding. What's his name? Charlie?
Oh, the gay guy?
Yeah. You can call him. Ask for tips. You can put one of his little sounding rods in your penis, and when you ejaculate, you can shoot it out like a rocket. You're like, ah, oh, my younglings are having fun.
But you're missing the point, Napier. I don't shoot things like a rocket. It would probably be, it's just be like, oh, door's closed, and go back in, and then my shit would be fucked.
Well, if it goes back in, it's just going to go into your bladder. You'll pee it out later.
Well, that's not good either, is it?
Well, not for the sperm. Because they're probably freaking out.
Then it'll be like gooey pee, and then it'll be an even weaker stream. I won't even make it to the goddamn.
No, there'll be chunks.
We've been talking for 20 minutes about my stream. Can we talk about something else?
Well,
I'm really self-conscious about it. I don't like talking about my stream. How do we even get started on this?
If it backs up into your bladder, it'll come out in like little pee chunks, and that way it'll be like.
So it'll sound. It'll splash more like a fat guy belly flopping into a pool.
Yeah.
But I'd have to do it when there's a bunch of people in the bathroom. They never questioned my stream again. Well, no one ever did. I'm the only one that did.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take a nice piss later and record it. And
then we can just know for ourselves.
Yeah. I want you to listen to my piss and then listen to your own piss. Maybe sometime over the course of the next week, all three of us can record our piss. And then we'll play them, we'll mix them up and play them and see if we can tell which one's which. You don't like this, do you?
I'm just thinking, like, there'd be so many ways that, like, to know it was yours. Like, did you do, like, a midstream stop, you know? Like,
I don't stop. No, do you stop?
You know, occasionally, if something startles me, I think I may have to move.
Sometimes I like to.
So you could do Paul in Morse code,
right? Just
so
like that people know. That's me, that's for sure.
Sometimes I like to wiggle it around so it goes whoosh 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 whoosh, and the dude next to me will think that I'm playing with my dick, and I am. They're like, what is that dude doing? Is he playing with his dick? And then after you get done doing the whoosh 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 with your pee stream, you take your dick, and you know how you. You know, you give it a little shake to dry it off.
Yeah.
What you do is you take it, and you shake it real hard, and it slaps up against your thighs. Sounds like a helicopter taking off. The dude's going to be like, what the fuck? Why is he playing with his dick so hard in this bathroom?
You know what would be great? Is while you're doing it, you kind of go,
and you just start doing the Colossus scream from the X-Men game. And you hear flap, 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 flap. Oh, God, he's going Super Saiyan.
You know, I bought that X-Men game. Remember how fun that fucking game was? How many quarters we spent on that fucking game?
Yeah.
I bought it for the PlayStation for like $10. Fucking retarded. It's not fun at all.
You got to get other friends involved.
Do you think that was just fun because, like, we didn't have anything better to do, or do you think that like our minds were feeble and fucking? I mean, what do you think it was that?
I think it was because that one retarded kid that was at the tilt would always play Colossus, and he would just constantly do the Colossus yell just the entire fucking time, and just start giggling and wetting himself. That was fucking awesome. I don't even remember the game. piss.
Well, I think it's the same thing with, you know, video games as with the porn, you know. What if you were, nowadays, if a picture took 30 seconds to download.
Oh, I had given like, up
fuck,
20
fuck
seconds
this
ago.
Bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing.
And I mean, you know, you just get accustomed to things, and then, like, other things that were cool back in the day are now bullshit.
Right, so that's why, you know, you got to go crazier and crazier. And
but do you think that we'll get to a point where, like, we can't top ourselves anymore, and like things will become bullshit before we can make new things?
No, you just start peeing in ladies.
I think it'll all come full circle, and then eventually you'll just see, like, you know, the hottest thing will be just like a picture of a chick again.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Or like Sonic the Hedgehog, it'll go back to like
have you tried watching like softcore porn on Cinemax lately? It's like, there's no penis in this. There's no vaginas spread open, and you can't see any buttholes or anything. And like, I can't use it. It's just, it's not sexy anymore. It's just like, there's nobody peeing on anybody. There's nobody taking a big load on their face. It's just naked people dry humping, really. And you know that guy's wearing a cock sock.
Yeah.
It's thoroughly unsatisfying.
I feel like there's just this... You're just staring at me like, why am I talking to this person? Is there something that I said that upset you? What's going on?
Well, we did talk about your penis for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Now are you uncomfortable, thinking about Paul?
No, I'm comfortable.
Is there not enough light in here? Do I need to turn on a... Oh.
Would you prefer I stare at the TV screen?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't... Maybe it's because I opened up about my weak stream. Now I feel you're judging me.
Maybe your insecurities are coming to the surface.
Right.
Yeah. You what you should have Laura do? Punch you in the urethra? And then it'll make it, you know.
You think I got some blockage or something?
Well, you never know. What if it could just be like some...
I mean, is there like a roto-rooter type thing?
Oh, God, what if you have a baby cockroach stuck?
What?
What if you have a baby cockroach stuck in your pee hole? Just like crawled in there?
Of all the things to say, I mean, you could have said jelly bean or something fun. You said baby cockroach?
Yeah, they go into people's ears sometime. What if it was small enough and went inside your penis?
Jelly beans don't really crawl, so it would be very hard for that.
Yeah.
Or what if it was like one of those mealworms or a centipede? It's in your penis right now. And that's why you have sad peas and your jizz stream don't go nowhere. It's getting stuck up against a dead centipede.
It comes out, but then it just kind of...
Well, yeah, I mean, eventually it comes out.
You know?
What if you got...
falls out, like,
what if you got... What if you got bugs in there and it's eating your younglings?
It's like when a soda, like when you pour too much soda into a cup and it comes out the top and just kind of goes down the sides.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like that.
Just needs like a wah, wah.
It needs like a Mentos, you know?
Maybe.
Like a.
Maybe your belly button.
HGH, maybe that would help.
Maybe your belly button's getting back at you for all those years that you put jizz in it.
Yeah, I would jizz into my belly button and then splash it out.
Yeah, maybe you didn't like that.
You think?
Maybe it's working with your penis to like get you to stop doing that.
Right. I don't do that anymore.
Well, it's scarred now.
My fat's kind of like when I sit normally, my fat closes up my belly button. Like it folds it closed.
I think my belly's so big, I could put my penis into it when I'm jerking it and then jizz into my belly hole.
It'd be like a tiny vagina.
Like you could fuck your belly button?
Well, I don't think I could fuck it, but I could like insert it into it. And then get ready and then spoot and then have it shoot out in all different directions.
He could play just the tip with his
Do you get some distance?
I can. Like, it's all about the angle.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm going at the wrong angle.
You got to get a good trajectory.
You want to get like a good arc? Like
right. Too low and it's just going to go down. And,
right.
And too high, it's just going to,
it's
know.
Just going to...
But if you get that perfect, you can get like 3-4 feet. Or I can. I don't really know.
You could try to skip it off your belly and into your like chin. That'll be fun.
No. I mean, like...
No?
That's why I don't like masturbating while laying on my back.
The purpose of this isn't, like, so that I can jizz on my own chin. I mean, don't get me wrong. That
so
is,
what
this
kind
is what
of
I'm
goal?
Going for.
I well, what is like, your goal, then?
I would just like to feel like a man, if only for a moment, and shoot like a nice rope of jism, like, across the room and say... Yeah.
I think if what you if, take, like, protein shakes and protein powder and
you
things,
think I'm just not eating the right food?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't look like
whey
you eat
powder
food at all.
Some creatine.
Look who's talking. Do you get any distance on your jism?
You
oh yeah,
right
you do.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Everything.
Everything.
All right. I gotta tell you guys my Blink 182 story. So I don't really like Blink 182. I've never really been a fan. You were kind of a fan.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan.
You're currently a fan?
I mean, I haven't like bought their new album.
I should have called you. But anyway,
I would have gone.
I win tickets on the radio to the Blink 182 concert.
Oh, so you took it away from somebody who actually wanted to go.
Well, I thought I was winning Incubus tickets. And, you know, I'm not like the biggest Incubus fan, but I would have went and saw Incubus.
Yeah.
For free, sure.
Yeah.
buy one Blink 182 tickets. The guy calls and he goes, hey man, you won two tickets to see Blink 182. It's like one of those Texter 500 deals. And I was like, okay, cool. So I call a friend of mine. I'm like, hey man, I won these tickets to see Blink 182. I don't really give two fucks about Blink 182, but I'll go. You know,
what? Free concert.
It's a free concert. It'll be fun. We'll have a beer, you know, check out the broads on the lawn. Why not? So I drive to the radio station downtown. I pick up the tickets. So I've invested time and effort into getting these tickets to a point where, like, I'm not just going to not go now. You know, I mean, like, I took the time to go get them. Now I'm going to go. So the dude that I had called and asked if he wanted to go, he said, yeah. Last minute says, you know, I don't really want to go. So I'm stuck with these fucking tickets. And I'm thinking to myself, well, fuck. You know, I drove down to the radio station. I got these tickets. I'm not just going to, like, take it. I tried a couple other people. Nobody wanted to go. I said, I'll fucking put them on Craigslist, make $20 on them. You know, is it morally fucked up to sell tickets that I won on a radio station? Probably.
No.
Probably.
No.
I was thinking probably, but I said, fuck it. If I get $20 for them, it'll be worth driving down to the radio station, take an hour to go get them. So I put them on Craigslist. 2 o'clock in the morning, the night before the show, some broad emails me and says, hey man, I totally want those tickets. Where can I meet you to pick them up? And so the show was the next day. I said, well, I'll be at work all day. If you want to come to my job, I work by myself. You just come in the office, give me $20, they're yours. So, I mean, that's easy enough, right? I gave her the address. I told her where it was. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to make $20 on this fucking deal. So, next day, I'm in my office, about the time this broad says she's going to show up, an older woman comes into my office and says, are you the guy selling the concert tickets? And I'm like, well, yeah. And so I reach into my back pocket, pull out my wallet. I have the tickets in my wallet. I get out the tickets, and she puts her hand out and says, no, no, no. I'm not the one buying the tickets. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on here? So she says, what is going on is my son's girlfriend emailed you about the tickets, and I saw the email and know where she's going to be, and when she gets here, we're going to take her to rehab. And I just want you to know that it's not a kidnapping, so don't call the police or anything, but when she gets here, we're going to take her.
We're going to kidnap her.
How is that not a kidnapping?
Yeah. I said, okay, and she goes, well, no, it's none of your concern. We'll get her in the parking lot. She said, I'll let her come in first and buy the tickets from you so that you're not out, but then we're going to take her.
Really?
And so I said, dude, I don't really want anything to do with whatever this is. And she goes, well, it's none of your business. It's none of your concern.
If it just happens in your parking lot, it
please,
is.
Please tell me now if you're going to call the police. I said, well, I'm not going to call the police. I mean, I guess I'm not going to call the police. So I sit around for probably an hour after she said she was going to be there. And this chick doesn't show. So I'm thinking, well, I had to go to lunch. I had to go take a bank deposit. I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll just get lucky and this will go down while I'm gone. Because now I'm not concerned about $20. I'm concerned about being accessory to a kidnapping.
Right. They're going to see that the last thing she did was respond and tell them this guy she was going to meet him for the concert tickets.
If you look at her email, you'll see my email address telling her to be there at a certain time.
Last anyone ever saw.
I would immediately call the police.
Yeah. So I go away and I come back and the coast is clear. I'm thinking, cool. You know, nothing. Nobody's here. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I didn't see anything. And so, sure enough, the woman and the husband waited in the car the first time. The second time he came in, the woman says, she hasn't been here yet. And I said, I know. I haven't seen her. She said, "You didn't tip her off that I was here, did you?" I said, "Bitch, I have no fucking idea who this woman is." I said, "I don't know who she is. I don't know who you are. I don't have her phone number." I said, "She was just going to give me $20 for a couple fucking concert tickets I won on the radio." And the husband says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'll buy the tickets from you." And I said, "Dude, whatever the fuck is going on, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the tickets." I handed him the tickets. I said, "I will give you the tickets. You take the tickets. You find them and you can give them to them, or you could throw them in the trash. I don't want anything to do. I don't want anybody coming here. I don't want any. This is my job." I said, "I don't want any crazy kidnapping shit going on. I don't want anything to do with this. Just take the tickets and fuck off." And you know, I mean, like, typically when, like, you know, someone had, you know, put something up for $20 and then offered to just give it to you, you would say, like, you know, "Oh, are you sure?" Or, you know, he said, "Okay." Just took him, started walking out. And so the woman turns back around, like, on the way out the door, and she says, "Well, if they come here, don't tell them we were here, or just tell them you sold them to somebody else." Or I was like, "Dude, I ain't telling nobody nothing.
I'm going to keep the door locked."
I said, "Why don't you call her and tell her you got the fucking tickets and fuck off and leave me alone?" So, like, I'd like to think that somebody used my tickets, but I don't really know. And I don't know if she got the help she needed or if she's still out there using and abusing and what have you.
Going to Blink-182 concerts.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe we need to put Blink-182 in the title so that maybe if, like, she searches Twitter for Blink-182, because obviously she's a huge fan, maybe she'll see it and she'll click it and we'll just say, "Hey."
Well, then she knows she can't be right.
"We just want you to know that we're rooting for you."
I'm not. I would have called the cops right there. I would have had those people arrested. I would have watched them yell and scream at the cops.
What would you even say? There's a woman out here waiting to kidnap someone?
A plan, a conspiracy to kidnap.
Exactly. I would say, "Hey, I got some people down here at my job."
But at the
job.
Same time, somebody had mentioned to me, like, when I told them what was going on, and I think it was, like, somebody on my hockey team the night before, I had mentioned that I was doing this, and I said, "Dude, I think that's illegal to sell tickets for more than their face." So I'm thinking maybe I'm doing something wrong, and they're going to be like, "Well, let me see these tickets." And, you know, I'm going to fuck myself by calling the cops.
Pretty sure if the cops got there after saying what you would probably say, the face value of your tickets would probably not register on their give a fuck.
But how do you know?
Kidnapping is worth more than...
But maybe they just get everybody. And then I'd have to ride down there in the same car.
So are you trying to tell me that if I'm at, like, a murder scene with, like, you know, 3 dead bodies and, like, I'm just the first witness to arrive.
Smoking a big fatty.
Right, and in the background, I can hear the sirens, you know, the police are clearly on the way. Are you saying I can just, like, stand there and smoke my joint and these cops aren't going to say anything to me? I think that's incorrect.
I'm pretty sure you smoking a joint is really different than selling tickets for $5 over their face value.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, I mean, in our state, there's, you know, next election, it could be all very not illegal anymore. And they'll let, like, 200,000 people out of prison for nonviolent marijuana offenses.
I don't think they're going to do that.
It's up on, it's going to be on the general presidential election, and that's when everyone comes out and votes. So, more likely than others.
I doubt it. Completely doubt it. Those people are worth way too much money. The states get so much money from the federal government to keep them in prison.
Oh,
you got the private prisons.
All the lobbyists that I just heard this not too long. All the lobbyists that are keeping marijuana illegal and the people. It's like the prison unions and the prison guard unions and the. I mean, like, none of them have anything to do with, like, people who would actually give a fuck about.
They don't want
other
to lose
than
their
the
jobs,
money.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's. It's prison unions and police unions. I mean, like, that's all it is. That's the only people keeping it illegal is people.
And, of course, I'm sure, like, liquor companies and tobacco companies, you know.
They weren't among them, but I'm sure they're on the list. But the big ones, yeah, were all, like, unions of people who have an interest in making sure lots of people get arrested and put in jail.
Oh, God, yeah. Just constant. Oh, yeah, and you got the twats who want everything to be illegal. Alcohol, cigarettes, anything that makes your life bearable for more than 10 goddamn minutes.
That's what Ron Paul wants.
What?
Everything legal.
Everything
Ron
legal.
Ron Paul
everything
wants a lot legal. Of crazy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He's on, you know, one of these debates, and they're like, so, Ron Paul, you know, you suggest that we make everything, including heroin, you know, legal. And, like, you know, the crowd starts to go, ooh, ooh. And he's just like, so if we made heroin legal, would anyone here do heroin? And everyone's like, no, yeah! And then everyone starts cheering. It's kind of like, yeah, just because it's legal doesn't mean people are going to, like, go fucking do it all the time.
Right.
The people who are going to do heroin are going to do heroin regardless.
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I was listening to Penn Jillette a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about, you know, how, you know, religious people say that, you know, if there was no God and nobody thought about God and what would happen to them if they did these terrible things, then, you know, what would be keeping me from just, you know, raping all the people that I want and just, you know, go on this crazy, like, fucking, like, rape spree and murder spree. And Penn Jillette said that, you know, as an atheist, he rapes all the people that he wants, you know, without consequence because, you know, there is no God. And he goes, and the amount of people that I want to rape is zero. He goes, I don't want to rape anybody, you know? It's just the morality in yourself is, I mean, like, you know, and you know what? If you fuck up your own body doing whatever it is that you want to do, whose fucking business is that? I mean, like, if I inject you with things, well, then that's a problem. But if I inject myself, well, fuck you.
I'll play devil's advocate.
Right.
It matters to society because if you're injecting stuff into you to where you're no longer a functioning member of society and you're actually a drain on society, then everybody within that community has a say-so because they have to pay for treatment, they have to pay for if you have to go to the hospital, if you get some kind of weird blood disease, if you have anything like that, other people would have to pay for it, therefore other people should have a say in
so
it.
So are you talking about their effect on other people?
Their effect
like
on other
driving
people.
Driving impaired, or are you talking
no,
more?
No, not even driving impaired. I'm not even going that far.
Just like that they're not producing anything? There's
that they're not...
There's plenty of people that aren't
sober,
producing anything.
Right.
Yeah,
not necessarily producing, but consuming.
The majority of people are like my semen.
Yeah.
They just kind of come
out. Well, no, most people are actually, they have jobs, they're productive to society. I'm not talking about, you know, a stoner who just, you know, hangs around their house. I'm talking about people who do hardcore drugs, who they run out of money, they have to start stealing. They have to start getting treatment.
But
once they
start stealing, then they're committing crimes. Then,
yeah.
Then you can
That's
deal with it.
That's a problem, right.
And what about not committing a crime? What about just taking away hospital time because they're drug addicts, they acquire diseases, they have low immune systems, they just consume all these resources from people who could be using those doctors for, say, an accident that happened, or they have cancer. Either way that you look at it, people are going to be spending money on these on drug addicts to either get them sober or to get them treatment, not necessarily even for the drug, but for other things that come with drug use. And then you have people who go into crime because of it, and yeah, they're committing crimes, and those are illegal.
Well, I mean, I think that the way to fix that is... Every state has an election at the end of any calendar year where we execute the 100 worst people in our state.
Is that legal?
Make it legal. If we're making heroin legal. Yeah, and then if you're a fuck up and you drain everything, then all your neighbors will vote for you, and you will be among the 100 worst.
So, like, real life
what if,
all the fucking time.
Right. Only worse than Survivor. They don't just send you home to be interviewed on the Today Show. They kill you.
Well, now can't we turn this into like a Hunger Games situation where we like, instead of killing them, we put them all into an arena and have them like battle to the death for our amusement.
That would be cool too.
Then you get, oh, this douche just got that douche. That was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that, or we could like send them to an island.
Well, what if they're just unpopular?
Then they may just have like a race.
Australia was formed with all the people that nobody else wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, they were, it was convicts. It was the shit of England they put into Australia.
Honestly, I think that that with convicts instead of prison and stuff, we should make them slaves.
And make them definitely have to work 40 hours a week. Work, because that is
work in our houses. Like nonviolent. I mean, don't put like the crazies that are going to murder your children and stuff, but like nonviolent people that like Wall Street or whoever, you know, make them slaves and make them work at my house.
So I have a question for you.
Do my laundry and stuff.
On the slavery topic. Would it be racist to say that I want a white slave?
No, yeah, I would want a white one too. And I don't know, I mean, like, just because, you know, it'd be like, yeah, my slave's white. Because I guess you'd feel kind of like a douchebag if, like, you had a black slave.
Right, exactly. Because then it's like, no, you know, they've been through that.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, you know, we should bring back slavery only with black people. I'm talking about, like, bad people. Like people.
Right, but I'm saying I'd rather.
And they
have
would
a
only
white
be
one.
Slaves for the duration of their sentence, and then they're freed. They're just sitting there, and they're pumping iron, and they're raping each other. We need to do something with these people.
Well, I don't care if they rape each other.
Yeah, but they need to do something, like, productive.
They are. They're raping each other.
I mean,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, they found
Jesus.
Yeah,
they need to not find Jesus. They need to, like, mow my lawn, because I'm tired of it.
You mean like a chain
gang? I'd mow the lawn, and then the grass just grows back.
That would be good if instead of, like, us paying taxes and just not really getting much, they would, like, come by and mow your lawn every week.
And then you wouldn't feel so shitty about paying the taxes.
Right, like, well, at least they come by and mow my lawn.
Yeah. I mean, like, you bring a big truck of slaves, or prisoners, like, once a week, and they mow everybody's lawn.
Actually.
And, like, they change all the light bulbs. Like, you know, they get the big ladders and they change the high-up light bulbs and stuff. And they do any maintenance you need around your house. Like, you know. I mean, like, why not?
Like a handyman.
Not to burst your bubble, but in a lot of states that's illegal.
Why?
No,
I'm saying make it legal. I understand it's probably illegal to reenact slavery with prisoners.
Oh, no,
I understand
about,
that's probably
I'm
illegal, but make
work.
It legal. What?
Talking about prison work.
No, make it legal.
Yeah, but I mean now if a prison work is competing with something that's in the free market or in the private market, they can't do that anymore.
Because that's taking away jobs from people who would like to paid for it?
Yeah, like let's say companies go into prisons and they set up
can we just have them work at McDonald's?
No, make like a like adopt a prisoner slave program where like instead of them living in prison because prisons are overpopulated, blah blah blah, we pay for them, blah blah blah. The prisoner will live in your home. Like if you have a spare bedroom that you're not using, you have the prisoner live with you. He'll cook you dinner. You gotta check in regularly and to a parole officer or whatever and say, yeah, my slave's working out pretty good. He tried to kill me the other day. We'll all have like tasers or buttons or something to keep them under control. You know, they have like the electric fence that they can't leave or anything. There's plenty of people that would take advantage of that. I mean, sure.
Would you, like if your brother or your sister or something got sent to prison and the option came available to you to purchase them as a slave?
They couldn't do that. That's bullshit. They'd have to go to a different state. They couldn't go to the state.
Because then it's like, right, they're just hanging out at their house.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And
you won't work them hard enough. That's the problem. They're not going to learn their lesson.
Yeah. At the same time, they're not able to maintain their life and they're being punished by, you know, living a life of servitude and working for a family and not being paid for it and all that, they're also still sort of in society to a point where, like, when they're released, They're not a complete fucking Neanderthal, crazy, pumped up rapist.
You can just take their arms off. I mean, if you're worried about them
how
raping.
Are they going to cook dinner and mow lawns if they don't have
Well, that's their
arms.
Problem. They got to figure that out.
Maybe one leg.
Or a foot.
Foot. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Then they can still hobble around.
Yeah.
Is there any way...
Well, they're not getting too far.
Is there any way that, like, you could take off one of their feet and, like, freeze it to, like, when they were then released, they could get their foot back?
Maybe
no,
just
we have not...
Like
we have not...
The big ball on the chain... And yeah, and they gotta wear the little white and black striped hat. You know what
Except
I mean?
Except for instead of hooking it to their leg, you hook it to their genitals.
So that they can't.
They have to hold it all the time. I mean, if they let it go, it's gonna rip their balls
off.
But
then if they're holding their junk all day, then I don't want
to. No, they're
like,
holding their ball, their giant ball of iron.
But then they're not gonna be very productive around the house.
Right.
No, you give them a wheelbarrow.
Oh, to put the.
Yeah, to put
I
it in.
I think the technology has come to a point where we can make this work. That where we, I mean, we could keep them here in the house, you know, making sure that all the dishes are done, and
the lawn's mowed,
and I mean, like, since I assume that you're feeding them and stuff like that, you get tax breaks for
you have to, yeah,
yeah.
I don't think I would feed mine. I'd leave the government up to that.
Yeah, they got to give you something. I mean, can't just
you're basically. Providing all the guard work, all the, you know, you're paying the energy costs for housing the inmate.
Yeah,
the
and
sudden.
I mean, I imagine that there'd probably be some people that would probably mistreat their slaves, and those people would probably need some kind of watchdog group that comes by and checks on the...
Nope, completely legal to rape them.
They are your slaves.
Nope.
Checks on the...
As long as it's rape.
Is this a sexual slavery as well?
It can be. If you want it to be.
That would have to be a separate program, I guess.
Well, not the ugly ones. The ugly ones can't get in that program.
That's
the
not
rape
true.
Program?
Everyone needs sexual
yeah.
abuse.
Huh. That way, the more good-looking you are, the less likely you are to commit a crime, because then if you commit a crime and you go to jail, you become like a rapey. Like, you're
That's
just a fuck puppet.
Now
for,
I see what's
for
going
like
on.
A raper or a rapey.
Yeah,
so the
you,
ugly
you become
ones
a fuck
are the rapers.
Puppet. Yeah, like if you're a good-looking chick, you're like, oh, I'm going to steal this handbag. Oh, you get caught, and now you're a fuck puppet for like 5 months. So
she's not going to be stealing the handbag.
Yeah, she's not stealing handbags.
But what
anymore.
If like what if it's some big ugly broad and she doesn't? That's she just wants to be a fuck puppet for 5 months.
Well, she doesn't
so
get it.
So she's out stealing handbags.
Well, she doesn't get it. She fat ugly broads don't get it. They just get to work. Why are you looking at me like that?
Mowing lawns.
Why are you looking at me like that? Like I just took away something you wanted.
It, like rehabilitation programs where they have to go to night classes and learn a skill.
Yeah.
I think they have those already, don't they?
I don't know. Not.
I'm sure the prisoners can get their GEDs or something.
Okay,
you know?
The hot broads, we can turn into fuck puppets. The ugly broads, they can be welders or something. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. See you in hell, faggots. Congratulations, you listened to the whole fucking thing. You've survived. Now you can go to wfodicks.podbean.com. Check us out there. Or, if you liked us and or hated us and or fuck yourself, you can go to wfodicks@live.com and send us a goddamn message. You can also message us in your own goddamn sweet fucking dick-sucking lips at 314-266-WFOD. Or 314-266-9363. You can give us a shout-out. Or you can tell us how much I fucked your mother. And you can also go to twitter.com/WFODicks. And you can do that goddamn incomprehensible fucking Twitter language that I fucking hate, you little goddamn faggots. Send it!